Hi, I'm Carla Wainwright.
And I'm Little Leah.
And welcome to the Radical Sex Witches podcast, where we explore the themes of sexuality, feminism, consciousness, love, healing, ritual, magic, and all things witchy and wonderful.
Hello, all you sexy sirens, and welcome to another episode of the Radical Sex Witches. You know me, I'm Little Leah, and with me, as always, is the fantastic golden goddess herself, Carla Wainwright. Hey, Carla.
Howdy, Leah. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty excited. It's episode 69. Diddle, diddle, up, down, up, down. So, of course, we're going to talk about sex positions.
I know. I feel like I had to laugh like Beavis and Butthead. 69.
How relevant, because they just released a movie like after fucking 20 years of doing nothing. So it's like Beavis and Butthead in the universe or something. I haven't watched
it. I wonder, though, if young people would find it still funny. Probably.
I don't know if it's probably targeted towards us idiots.
Us. But,
yeah, exactly. Like, you know, we're pretty nostalgic for a lot of things that we grew up with and whatnot. So anyways, before we go down that rabbit hole of Beavis and Cornholio.
Cornholio, oh my God.
You got TP for my bunghole. I am the great Cornholio. Fuck, see, we can't get out of this rabbit hole, son of a bitch. Let's start with the original text of sex positions, Carla, before this all just goes up yes. in flames. The Kama Sutra.
Yeah, exactly. So the Kama Sutra it's like the OG of sex manuals. And it's pretty old. Like, it was written sometime between 300 BCE, so that's before Common Era, and 200 CE, so Common Era. So it's over 2000 years old. And what's interesting, most people think about the Kama Sutra and they think, oh yeah, it's a sex book, which absolutely it has a lot of sex in it, but it's actually a much bigger book. So it's considered to be a philosophical text that really outlines how to have a rewarding life and good relationships. And so the word Kama Sutra comes from the ancient Indian word kama, which means desire or pleasure, and sutra, which is translated as a thread or a verse, an aphorism. So the whole book is really translated as the guide of desire. And it's actually 7 books and 36 chapters.
Holy fuck.
And as I said, yeah, it's long. Like, they had time.
Apparently.
It's just not only a catalog of erotic positions, but there's advice on, you know, how run your household and, you know, run your personal life, how to cohabitate with somebody. And then of course there's the pleasure piece. And within like these 7 books and 36 chapters, we got the 2 main parts. So what is acceptable social behavior in public? So work, leisure, and also a whole section on how to meet women.
I actually would be interested in reading that to see
the 2000-year-old dating guide.
That's right. Then,
which is just like, isn't that fascinating? It's actually, yeah, it's kind of crazy and interesting.
How to pick up chicks in the street market.
Exactly. Do you like my turmeric?
Yes. Show me your yellow swizzle stick.
Exactly. And then the second part is on how to behave in private. So that's the piece about sexual union and pleasing one's lover. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff in here. And actually, interestingly, too, is there are only 64 sexual positions described in the Kama
only
Sutra. Only yeah, there's another text which I think it's called the Ananga Ranga, and that's probably like, oh, I think it's like 500 or 600 years old, and there's a lot of sexual positions in that. I think sometimes people of course get them confused, but I actually thought the Kama Sutra had more, but then I think it's because there are these other texts that have even more crazy sex positions in them. So a few things I just wanted to share about the Kama Sutra. There's so many amazing things in there. In this text, size really matters. So depending on the size of his sex, a man is called one of 3 things, either a hare, a bull, or a horse.
Oh my God.
And the woman also is categorized depending on the size of her vagina. It's called a doe, a mare, or an elephant. Yeah, I know.
Holy and fuck.
I have this book here. Oh, I think I lost the page, but basically, oh yeah, it's right here. So there's like 9 kinds of sexual union. So basically it's almost like, you know, the pairings of your sign. So depending on the size of your penis and the size of your vagina, whether or not you're a good match. And so there's all of these different pairing possibilities.
Well, I don't know how much a bull or a horse is going to stand up to a fucking elephant vaginal canal. Like, that's still going to feel like throwing hot dogs down a hallway, don't you think? Like,
yeah, well, I mean, and I do have to say that
who is measuring the birth canals? Like, who's sticking an arm in and going, that's a definite elephant?
Yeah, the descriptions are not very kind. As I'm sure you can imagine.
Jesus.
So, yeah. And so it has to do like for the vagina, it has to do with how many finger breadths. So, an elephant would be 10 inches.
I'm so immature. Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, none of this is accurate because just biology and anatomy, but anyway, so this is one of the things that's in the Kama Sutra talking about, you know, so what this comes to is that different positions are recommended based on whether you are in one of these categories, right? Or if you're with a partner that's in this category, so you have better sex with certain positions, depending on, you know, if you're a bull or you're a doe or whatever. Another thing about the Kama Sutra is that the woman participates entirely in the sexual life of the couple. And so she's not just like sort of the passive receiver. And the whole Kama Sutra really celebrates the pleasure in both sexes and argues that pleasure felt comes from shared pleasure in the couple. So that's, you know, pretty progressive.
Yeah, that is progressive. I was going to say it's not... A fucking elephant, me thinking of like of Ace Ventura when he's like coming out the rhino's asshole, you know, like
thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, the Kama Sutra offers an aphrodisiac cocktail to boost a man's virility. And in that cocktail, we have garlic root with white pepper and licorice in milk with sugar.
I wonder if that still works. Have you ever tried that with your hubby?
I have not. But you know what? It actually doesn't sound terrible.
Well, you know what? You got some homework. We'll follow up to see if the aphrodisiac cocktail... Yep. Send him boing, more than usual.
And there's another little piece in here, which I thought was interesting. So the Kama Sutra does not recommend to have sex on the first night of being with somebody. And so it invites men to refrain from sexual pleasure at first in order to gain confidence, women who need gentleness. It's kind of sweet.
That's kind of sweet. Yep.
Yeah. And so that, yeah, like I said, there's 64 positions described and, you know, a lot of these positions are, I think, positions that most people know. I do like the names of them though. So, you know,
it's
all about the names. Exactly. So missionary is called closed box.
Why did you make a fist when you said that, Carla? You guys can't see it at home, but I can. She's like the closed box fist. Is that what's going in the clothes box? Is that how you get into it?
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. Reverse cowgirl is the tigress.
Ooh. I
like that better than reverse cowgirl. Doggy style is Congress of a cow.
Wow. Well, you know what? The cows were holy there, so. And yeah, still are.
Exactly. And then if you, you're having sex with, 5 women, then
at once,
Okay. So I have this picture here. So, well, here's the man, and basically, yeah. So he's penetrating a woman with his penis, and then he has a woman, his hand inside a woman, both sides, and same with his feet.
His feet?
So, yep. The ladies are smiling.
Even if it's just a big toe fuck.
That's right. And this one is called A Herd of Cows.
Talk about a dowry.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there is one position in here, which I'll admit I haven't tried. It's called expanding. And I thought it's the one that I, you know, people say, you know, it's kind of like the Pilates class of positions. So you're both lying on your side, but the woman has like one leg kind of lifted up, hanging in the air. So it's like, you're going to work all of those leg muscles, and does not look comfortable.
Hmm. Makes me think back to my younger days. And if I've ever pulled anything off like that.
Yes. And then of course there are all kinds of crazy positions where you're not like in a backwards wheel. And oh yeah, that was another one. The penetrator is in a kind of backwards wheel. And then the woman is on top and she's spinning in circles, and it's called a top.
Like a spinning top.
Yeah. Like a spinning top while somebody's in a wheel position, you know, and their hands and feet in a backwards arch.
Makes impressive. Me think back to when I lost my virginity at the circus, the bearded lady. Just kidding. That's not how I lost my virginity. You've all heard the story if you go back a few episodes. But anyways, moving forward in time, mm-hmm. you're carrying on with the tradition of really fantastic names. There are tons of other sex positions, but also sex acts. And of course, we've got a list of them for you. So we're going to kick things off, you know, really seriously with the chairman. And this is when your partner sits on the edge of the bed and you sit on them facing away. And you can make it extra sexy by putting a mirror in front of you so you can watch while you're holding the big meeting there with the chairman.
It's a power position. And, you know, research shows that when women are really turned on by seeing themselves have sex. So this really? Is a good position, apparently.
I always yeah. think of movies and stuff, and we've brought this up before, of like American Psycho. It's always like the guys in movies that are watching themselves fuck. I don't ever really see. I mean, I did have mirrors over one of my beds in growing up in my 20s. I did not put those in. But I was always like, I didn't want to look. And that's when I was in great fucking shape too, and probably should have been looking like. What about you? You like looking at yourself while you do it? What does my O face look like?
What
does my O face look like? Just locking eyes with yourself as you're coming. Oh.
Well, I haven't done that. But yeah, that's maybe something to try. I mean, I think that we're visual creatures, right? And I think you're right that a lot of women are shy or embarrassed or don't want to look at themselves. I think it's maybe more natural for men to do that. But yeah, I think it actually can be exciting to see yourself. And in this position, you know, you're kind of like, yeah, you're the boss. And that's, you know, that's pretty empowering.
I mean, I guess so, but my brain goes to like, oh my God, it looks like I'm having a fucking stroke and not a good one. Like, come on.
Well, then don't look at your face. Look at the rest of you. Okay, let's keep going here. So next position, the good X. So you sit on the bed facing each other with legs forward, lift your partner's right leg over your left and lift your right leg over their left, come together so they can enter you. And now both of you lie back, your legs forming an X, slow, leisurely gyrations replace thrusting.
That seems really complicated when there's no pictures to see it and just an explanation.
I agree.
Are you guys following along with us out there? Do you know what we're putting down? Well, let's keep things moving and add a little more action to things with the butter churner. Lie on your back with your legs raised and folded over so that your ankles are on either side of your head while your partner squats and penetrates you. I've definitely done a butter churner before.
With your legs all the way back behind your head?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I think I was thinking of some complicated yoga move. It doesn't need to be that.
No, yes, I've done a butter churner too. Like, I wish that I could show you right now. Nobody's going to see it. I'm sitting in my office. I mean, I really need the help of a partner to fucking pretzel me back like that to
yeah, that's a
turn
good one.
That butter, bitches.
Yep. Okay, my turn, right? Snow angel. Okay, so this is basically the missionary position with an upside down twist. So you lie on your back and have your partner straddle you facing away, and you lift your legs and wrap them around their back to elevate your pelvis so they can enter you. Grab your partner's butt to help them slide up and back. So the snow angel.
I think of way worse things when I hear that term for sexual, but we'll keep moving forward. What about the standing wheelbarrow? Well, this is need to have some strength for this one. This sex position is not for beginners. It actually says, think of it as a downward dog with even better benefits. The deep thrusting, G-spot hitting kind. Get into the downward dog yoga position, then have your partner sit at the end of the bed and grab your legs so that you can wrap them around their waist. And then get to gardening, yes. Motherfuckers.
Totally. I've done this. It's exhausting.
You know, shit.
Yeah. So it's like fine for a very short amount of time.
Yeah. Yep. And then I'm like, my arms hurt. Fucking.
Yeah.
Can't we do this bent over a table like a normal person?
That works too. Okay. Stand and deliver. Both of you are standing. Bend over and reach toward your shins or toes while your partner enters you from behind.
So it was like a straight bend right down.
Straight bend right down. Bend your knees so you don't pull your hamstrings.
Grab your ankles, bitch. Now we're getting into some gross stuff. Sorry, not sorry. We're going to start off with, I'm sorry for ruining your childhood here, the Lion King. So while having sex, pull out just prior to climax and bust it into your hand. Then have your lady face you and use your thumb to smear some sperm on her forehead while declaring her Simba. I did the thumb motion, you guys, just like in the cartoon and the live action.
She did. Okay, the Cleveland hot waffle. This is the elegant act of, oh my God, Leah.
What?
Oh, gross. Of taking a shit on your partner's chest, then smacking the soft stool with a tennis racket so your excrement now resembles the popular food item. Why would you include that?
Why would I not? Like, come on, our listeners would be so disappointed with us if we didn't have the usual fucked up shit we have on our shows.
It's true.
Oh, well, we're going to keep on going with the 300. When you're finished having sex, push your partner off the bed and shout, "This is Sparta!" Man, I should do that to some dudes. Get the fuck out. We're done. This is Sparta.
Oh, good one. Okay, Chewbacca. Wake your partner up by inserting your hairy balls in her mouth, and you'll hear the sound of a Wookiee.
Yeah, that's living dangerously.
Yeah, don't do that. That's a big no. Don't wake someone up.
Sounds like someone's balls are getting bitten off.
I think it's a very bad idea.
Unless you got some super robust balls that are made out of steel, but I doubt it.
I have to also mention something else about Star Wars. There is a book called the Extremely Unofficial and Highly Unauthorized Star Wars Kama Sutra. And this guy, it's hilarious. This guy basically took all of his action figures and recreated Kama Sutra poses with his Star Wars action figures. And there's pictures in the book and descriptions, and it's super funny.
Man, that's going to be a hot seller in the geek realm. I know a lot of geeks and I know a lot of Star Wars geeks. So I think that now I have to go ask around about this if anyone's heard about it and if they own it and if they tried it and if they're dressing up in Star Wars cosplay while they're doing it.
Yes. I want to know the answers to all of those things.
I'll go to Twitter after this and we'll figure it out. Why don't you take the last one here too? The YMCA.
So this is a fun version of 69, best built for someone who is very flexible and likely logged many hours on their yoga mat. So you place a pillow under the head of the person who's upside down for comfort, and the other partner sits on a pillow, tilting their pelvis as far back as possible. So the person sitting up straight has full access to all the parts of the vulva, vagina, and butt, while the person standing on their head has great access to the other's clitoris. Plus the extra blood rushing to your head makes for a crazy orgasm, which I can see. So this works.
Are you orgasming or are you orgasming or passing out?
Yeah. Again, like it, as someone who, you know, has done a lot of handstands and headstands, intense, you know, this is quickie territory, I think. And really be careful of your neck. I'm sorry. It's like the yoga teacher in me. I'm like, your hamstrings, your neck, careful. I know. It's like it's super downer. I'm sorry.
Why is that a downer for caring that your partner doesn't fucking bust their neck while they're like, doing a headstand to lick your bajijay?
Yeah. And so apparently you have a joke story to share with us.
It's not a joke. This is a true conversation that happened in regards to reverse 69ing. So before I get into it, do you understand the concept of reverse 69?
Well, I think so, but I'm going to get you to explain.
Okay. Well, in this realm, reverse 69 was like the guy on top, right? Okay. Like, 'cause in most cases, I mean, I can't say what in heterosexual sex, what everyone is doing. I'd gotten into a conversation, shout out to Merle Swaggard, by the way, because he's going to know this story. And he was just so fucking blown away by it that like people actually did that, where in a 69 situation, the guy would be on top. He's like, there's no fucking way that would happen. A guy would crush you to death. And I mean, at this particular point in time, maybe he was having a really hard time coming to terms with it, because I had a very large boyfriend then, like pushing 400 pounds. And I was like, well, no shit. I'm not fucking doing it with him. Obviously, I would die. And he just could not believe the fact that like people were 69ing with dudes on the top. And so we took it to public court. He's like, there's no way this is fucking happening. He did not believe me. And women chimed in. They're like, yeah, man, I've had a dude on top of me before with his dick in my face. Yep. I'm like, thank you, Carla.
Yeah, totally.
Merle, reverse 69 is a thing still all these years later. That conversation was like fucking 6 years ago, but bless his little heart that he was concerned that one of us would die.
See, all of these really caring, you know, caring people. Don't hurt yourself out there, folks. It's all for fun.
And if you are a guy and, you know, you outweigh or outmuscle your girlfriend when she's smacking your ass and like, you know, like get off of me because you've got a dick stuffed down her throat and she is on the bottom, like, you know, just be mindful of that she might need to come up for air.
Yes. Agreed. Good etiquette. Good reverse 69ing etiquette.
Well, we want to know what your favorite sexual position is and why. So obviously, send us a DM, drop us an email, and let us know about it. Because, I mean, we could have sat here probably for 2 hours talking about all sorts of things way worse than, like, the Cleveland waffle. or the Cleveland hot waffle and the Wookiee.
I don't agree. I think that's the worst, but there are lots of other things we could
imagine. Oh, I'm sure we could find way worse than that. That you'd be like, tennis racket with shit in bed isn't so bad.
Okay.
Oh man, before we go down the second rabbit hole here. Next time on the Radical Sex Witches podcast, we're coming back to talk about penis envy. And before you get all up in arms about being like, "What? You're jealous of dicks?" Slow your roll. It ain't essential. It is not actually like that. So, as always, I'm Little Leah.
And I'm Carla. We're the Radical Sex Witches, and we will see you next time.
Hello, witchy listener. It's Carla here. If you're feeling disconnected from pleasure and unfulfilled in life, reach out to me and let's connect on a free call. I love helping women like you shift to owning your sexual power, reconnecting to your body, and finding your unique radical sex witch within. Go to carlawainwright.com or find my contact info in the show notes. Let's co-create a life for you that is truly turned on.